From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Coming up, five major challenges facing Senator John McCain and his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. We'll hear from Slate.com's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First to Iraq for this newly released and very grim statistic, a measure of how things are going there. The number of Iraqi civilians killed last month was the highest in any month since the U.S. invasion 3.5 years ago. There have been disputed counts of Iraqi civilian deaths in recent months. This one comes from the UN. It says the number of civilian deaths in October was 3,709. The report was issued at a news conference in Baghdad today. Also, Iraqi officials say the type of violence is changing in the last few months, along with torture and execution-style murders by militias and gangs. There's much more sectarian violence. I'm joined from Baghdad by Ed Wong of the New York Times. Ed, what accounts for the increase in violence in October?
Well, there's a couple of different factors. One, it was Ramadan, and Ramadan has traditionally been a time when militants have stepped up their attacks, partly for religious reasons. This year, it was a little bit different in that there were both a surge in attacks against Americans and a surge in attacks against Iraqis. And also, we're seeing a change in the nature of the attacks, as you mentioned. Like, we're seeing a lot more attacks where it's more execution style, less. And those seem to be overtaking car bombs in terms of the cause of most of the deaths.
And are these murders, these execution-style murders, are they blamed on sectarian violence, as we say, battles between the Shiites and the Sunnis?
It is blamed on sectarian violence. Basically, the cycle of sectarian violence really ramped up starting in February when there was a bombing of a Shiite shrine up in the north, and Shiite militias basically took to the streets. They had been fairly restrained before, and that bombing basically unleashed them. And since then, in the months since, we've seen a steady growth in the amount of sectarian violence across Iraq.
Ed, let me note that President Bush and the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki are going to meet in 1 week. They're supposed to discuss the deteriorating security situation in Iraq, but they're holding this meeting in Jordan. They've announced they're holding it in Jordan, so they can't even meet in Iraq.
Right. President Bush has been into Iraq twice, both of them pretty much just for photo ops. The first one was definitely just a photo op when he parade around with a fake turkey on Thanksgiving with some troops. And the second, he came in and he actually surprised the prime minister. The prime minister wasn't even told of his visit because the security situation was so dire. And it wasn't until he landed that Prime Minister Maliki realized he was in the country. So because they obviously wanted to plan some of the talking points ahead in advance, I think they had to arrange to have the meeting in Amman rather than in Baghdad.
You know, about a month ago, there were various kinds of statements from the White House and from the government of Iraq that seemed to be in conflict about how to handle the security situation there. Is this meant to patch that up? Is that kind of split still ongoing?
In Washington, we're seeing a debate about troop drawdown levels for the Americans and then how quickly to hand over security and whether even to increase the level of American troops here by, say, as much as 20,000 over the short term. So I believe that the Iraqi government would still like more control of security, and I think we're seeing this sort of coming to a head here as the leaders have to meet to discuss these points.
Ed Wong reporting from Baghdad for the New York Times. Ed, thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Alex.